Northern California hit with 5.6 magnitude earthquake. An earthquake shook Redwood Valley in California at about 8:10 a.m. on June 24, preliminarily measuring 5.6 magnitude, the U.S. Geological Survey reported. The tremor was centered 11 miles north of Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, just north of Ukiah. There were no initial reports of damage. The quake triggered the state's shake alert system, notifying residents in the region to take cover moments before the shaking started. Independent reporter Danila Sands, in Ukiah, said some items were broken and it was the worst earthquake I have ever felt in Redwood Valley. Sands also reported that power lines were down and alarms were set off in the area. Redwood Valley local Joe Applett said he was crossing over a new overpass and thought the back tires on his new truck were falling off, so he pulled over. Also seen a bunch of dust flying up from the sides of the overpass, but I thought maybe they were pressure washing or something, Applett said in a Facebook response to Sands. Guess it was cement dust from shifting. Phyllis Mervine said her son's photos fell off the wall. Definitely the biggest shake I've ever felt, she said. Redwood Valley resident Buckeye Carter reported several items falling in his home. Broken jars fallen off shelves in pantry, Carter wrote on Facebook. Guitars fallen off the wall. Floor lamps and mic stands tipped over. Little cabin still standing. The National Weather Service reported the earthquake resulted in no tsunami threat. The USGS estimated up to 70,000 people experienced moderate to very strong shaking during the event and about 10 million people felt weak to light shaking. Redwood Valley continued to experience multiple aftershocks within an hour of the event, ranging from 1.16 magnitude to 2.5 magnitude, the USGS reported. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Department is assessing the damage. At this point, we have no reports of major damages, Mendocino County spokeswoman Heather Rose told the Epoch Times about 2 hours after the earthquake struck. Utility provider PG&E reported 7,427 residents in the county were without power at about 10:40 a.m. Of those, about 2,600 were in the small city of Willits, one of the communities hit hardest by the earthquake, Rose said. The electricity outage across Willits Valley forced the Plowshares and Mendo Food Network to cancel a senior food distribution scheduled for later in the day. The group planned to hand out fresh bags of food for anyone who could stop by. The Willits Senior Center was allowing locals to charge their electrical devices and to cool off, get a drink or water, or prepare a meal. Some of their thrift store items were broken, the center reported. The good news is we had prepared for this with a standby generator and just had our propane tank refilled, so we should have power for 4 or 5 days, the center said in a Facebook post. Other surrounding communities along the Highway 101 corridor, Redwood Valley, Laytonville, Leggett, Round Valley, and Covelo, were also affected, the county reported. The area is not heavily populated, Rose said. The county is encouraging residents to report any damages or issues to Mendocino.org. An emergency operations center was activated and staffed by Mendocino County following the earthquake. The county's Office of Emergency Services was also working to create a damage survey to assess impacts and assist with any needs residents might have, Mendocino County reported. Sheriff Matthew Kendall asked residents to watch for damaged roads, debris, downed trees, and utility hazards. Authorities also asked residents to check on family members, neighbors, and anyone who might need help. Drivers were advised to stay off roadways to allow crews to assess damages and to limit travel. The Fort Bragg Police Department reported no damage within the coastal city about 50 miles west of the earthquake. Governor Gavin Newsom's Emergency Services Office is working with local officials to assess impacts of the event. The county of about 88,000 residents is known for its small towns and villages, artisanal wineries, and redwood forests, according to its visitor center.